You're listening to Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. Get the Crush blogs, podcasts, and performance links at crushperformance.com. Now, here he is, the Crusher.
The spring. It is a great time of year. Everything is coming to life as we get set for the summer and better weather. The question is, are you ready? Are you ready to step outdoors and switch from the winter sports to spring and summer sports, going from indoor to outdoor and just getting more active outside? It's actually a pretty significant transition. And even in the warm weather climates, they're still transitioning as the season changes, and you need to take the time to get ready. You really do. Think about all of the major sports that we play. You always see some form of a training camp before the season starts. Preluding that is, of course, the off season, where either you're playing other sports or you're getting ready to compete in your sport. It used to be at the highest level of sport that you would show up to training camp to get in shape for the competitive season. That is no longer the case. Athletes are showing up ready to roll. They are 100% prepared for the competitive setting of sport. Training camps are now more about selecting the team, making the team as an athlete, but also really getting ready for the competitive stress of the upcoming season without getting hurt. Working with your peers at game speed to get ready for the season. We always say, if you want to know what to do, look to the pros. They're probably on top of it. It's also a good place to look sometimes at what not to do, but that's another discussion. But we need to use this approach as well for ourselves. We need a period of time to get ready for games, to get ready for the new season. Think about it. Up north, you're skiing, skating, and maybe cross-country skiing in the wintertime where there's snow. Now, the snow is melting, and now you're getting into the running paths, or you're hopping on your mountain bike, or you're getting into some wicked hiking or water sports. There's a big change in stress in your body. It's like going from sport to sport, and we need to take the time to get ready for the season. So as we transition into spring here, make sure you take the time to get ready for any indoor to outdoor transitions you're going through as you get set for the spring and summer sports. Today, I'd like to do the same thing here on Crush Performance. It's going to be kind of a quick crush as I share with you what we're working on for the spring and summer season. We all just went through the annual springtime daylight saving ritual where we spring ahead an hour. So ultimately, we all lose a precious hour of sleep, and you can probably feel it. I know I can. You wouldn't think that 1 hour would impact you so much, but it really does. And in case you missed it, go back a couple of episodes to our The Dark Truth on Sleep Aid show with Crush favorite Dr. Charles Samuels. We talk about the time change, what it does to us, and things that you can do to help make the switch a little easier. We also discuss whether it's really necessary in this day and age. It's a great discussion, but the annual springtime daylight savings change kind of signals to me that we need to start switching gears to get ready for the spring and summer. And that got me thinking about the topic for this week's episode, kind of a little spring cleaning or spring organizing. Let's get set up for the spring and summer, and I want to share with you what we're working on over the next couple of months. Crush, War on Sugar returns, and it can't come soon enough as the World Health Organization announces the latest obesity data, and it's not good. The analysis estimates that nearly 880 million adults and almost 200 million children lived with obesity in 2022. And one of the most alarming trends that we've seen over the last 10, 15, 20 years is the increase in childhood obesity. The numbers coming out of this study are absolutely alarming, and we have to talk about it. While the obesity rates among adults more than doubled from 1990 to 2022, there's a much bigger and more serious story that we need to address. The obesity rates among children and adolescents worldwide increased fourfold. Looking at the trend, the study estimated that there were about 226 million obese adults, adolescents, and children in the world in 1990. And as of 2022, that figure has ballooned to over 1 billion people. It's risen much faster and earlier than scientists anticipated. Well, doctors knew obesity numbers were rising fast. That billion-dollar mark wasn't expected to happen until 2030. We're basically 8 years ahead of schedule when it comes to global weight gain, but the scary thing is we're gaining speed. We're gaining momentum at an incredibly rapid rate. Just look at the numbers. They estimated that 504 million adult women and 374 million men were obese in 2022. The study said that the obesity rate nearly tripled for men since 1990 and more than doubled for women. And it gets even more scary when we look at our youth, our children and adolescents. There were 159 million children and adolescents living with obesity in 2022, up from about 31 million in 1990. The number has quadrupled. We're heading in a very dangerous direction. And now that obesity and overweight is being recognized as a chronic and complex illness, it doesn't change the fact that it's accompanied by greater risk of death from heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. Being overweight also increased the risk of death during the coronavirus pandemic. There is very little good that comes out of it. And here's the crazy thing. It is 100% avoidable. You just need to know what to do, and then you need to do it. Coming up in the Crush War on Sugar, we'll be breaking down the data and why human health is changing so rapidly. To understand better what you can do about it right now to protect not just yourself, but your kids and future generations. Our health is spinning out of control, but it doesn't have to. That's what the Crush War on Sugar is all about. Though sugar is one of the major culprits when we look at our overall degenerating health. Heck, the negative impact sugar consumption has on sport performance and athlete development was the reason the Crush War on Sugar started in the first place. But there are so many factors involved, and that's what we've come to understand. And the conversation's going to continue in the upcoming weeks. Stay tuned. The transition into spring is also, at least for me, very connected to the sport of baseball. It could still be frigid cold and dumping snow here up north, but when pitchers and catchers arrive and full spring training camp opens, I know we're moving in the right direction. And spring training is well underway at this point, and the MLB season is drawing near. The springtime and baseball are connected like no other sport in season. It offers a glimpse of hope as the days gradually get longer, and up north at least, we're still waiting for the snow to melt. Turning on the sports channel and seeing baseball highlights is just a small glimmer of hope that the summer is fast approaching. So as the snow melts up north and the baseball season approaches for college players and developmental youth players, I have one question for you. Are you ready? Here's one thing I can promise you. Once the throwing starts and games begin, medical clinics across the nation will be flooded with shoulder and elbow issues. Some of them will be minor, some of them will be major, but most, the vast majority, are preventable if you just take the time to get ready for the season, just like the pros do. Baseball is a special game. It's different than most other games out there. It is so skill-oriented. At some point, it's you and the baseball. There's no escape. You have to have the skills. It's one of the reasons we love it so much. That's why we love working with the athletes and helping the players strive in this game. One of the big parts about this one, though, is making sure those players are ready. The throwing motion, there's nothing like it in sport. When you look at the shoulder joint and the demands of the movement, it is one of the most complex movements in all of sport. Left unchecked, it quickly becomes one of the most dangerous. Let's just look at that throwing motion. If we look at the major leagues, for example, and the mound, let's look at the pitchers. If we look at the average baseball pitch velocity in Major League Baseball, it's now right around 87 miles an hour, between 87 and 86 miles an hour. At that speed, when a pitcher throws a ball 86, 87 miles an hour, the internal rotation around his shoulder gets up to about 7,000 degrees per second. If you break that down, 360 degrees in a circle into 7,000, it's right around 19 revolutions, 19 full revolutions in 1 second. That's how fast that shoulder joint is rotating at about 86, 87 miles an hour. Then, if you look at the average fastball in Major League Baseball, which is approaching the 94 mile an hour mark, with more and more pitchers throwing over 100 miles an hour, you can see that the stress inside that shoulder joint goes up exponentially. And it's not just accelerating that baseball that's causing issues, it's the release and the follow through. It's estimated that after the ball is let go, the deceleration forces created by the arm are 2 to 3 times body weight. 2 to 3 times body weight. Imagine if you have a 200-pound pitcher. It's an incredible amount of force that has to be handled properly, or your risk of injury goes through the roof. And it's not just the pro guys, and it's not just the elite athletes throwing 100 miles an hour. Any athlete that's throwing at maximum effort is at risk. You can be 12 years old, 14, 16 years old. If you're throwing as hard as you possibly can, you risk the same dangers as our elite athletes throwing 100 miles an hour. So, to help you avoid falling victim to injury and to increase your performance in the game of baseball, we're going to talk with some of the top minds in baseball about injury prevention and player performance. Plus, as the MLB season comes around, I want to share the Crush teams, players, and stories we're following this season. There's so much going on in the game right now. What will you be watching? If you're a parent, coach, athlete, or even fan of the game of baseball, we've got some great episodes coming up in the next couple of weeks. As we work our way through the spring and summer, we're also going to get back to the Crush theme for 2024, perception. We've had a couple of episodes already, and I'm looking forward to our deep dive into what I believe is one of the most influential aspects of sport performance. And if you're set up as an athlete and as a player, understanding and applying the principles of perception can be an absolute game changer for you. But you have to be set up here as well. You have to be prepared. What does that mean? Well, look at it this way. You could have the best and all the perception in the world, but it won't take you very far if you're injured, or if you can't move, or if you can't recover, or if you can't do what you need to do physically to play your sport to your potential. It's just not possible. You have to be in a place to really harness the power of perception. So, for example, in order to be successful in sport at any level, we believe you have to first address our top 5 priorities for performance. Number 1, rest, recovery, and sleep. Number 2, nutrition and hydration. Number 3, range of motion and posture, making sure you're functioning properly. So, number 4, you can move better. Number 5 is the brain game, and this is kind of where we connect directly with the art and the science of perception. It's a tricky one because you have to have those first 4 priorities set up, right? And then, like we always say with the Crush brain game, it's kind of a rover. Where does it actually come into play? And when does it really truly impact your performance? When do we need to address it? Well, one thing we do know about perception, it's with you from day one, no question about it. But as you get yourself to a place where you can physically perform in your sport and you're maximizing your physical performance, understanding and implementing the principles of perception then become supercharged. Think about it. As you grow and develop, and as you become stronger, faster, as you grow and become taller, your ability to complete the skill set that your game requires increases. That ultimately influences your perception of the game. And if your perception doesn't adapt with your body's abilities, there's a gap in performance there. If your perception is slightly ahead of your physical abilities, we believe there might be a huge advantage there. But if your physical abilities can't match your perception, you can't perform at your best. For me, it's one of the greatest questions in sport, and it may bring us answers that we never thought we might get answers to. Think about organizational and team performance as an example. We know that a team needs different athletes, different players with different skill sets in order to be well-rounded, holistic, and ultimately successful in the end. But the performers at each level of the game or the performers with the different skill sets must also have a perception of themselves and their place in sport in order to perform at their best and bring the value they bring to their game. If we had a better understanding of perception and its influence on players as they grow and develop and progress through the sporting system, don't you think it would help us make better choices and build better environments for our athletes individually, our teams, and our organizations as whole? To me, it kind of makes sense. I mean, every athlete, the number one influence on every athlete's perception is their physical ability in their sport or in the sport we're talking about. I mean, let's take Connor McDavid in the NHL, in hockey, for example, one of the fastest, most dynamic players ever to touch the ice. Connor McDavid perceives the game of hockey differently than any other player in the NHL. We have groups of players that have similar skill sets, similar speeds, similar stick handling, similar scoring skills or scoring abilities or abilities. But Connor McDavid is different because of his speed, his agility, and the way he can move on the ice. That literally changes his perception of the game. Shohei Ohtani in baseball, LeBron in basketball, Lionel Messi in soccer. You could look at F1 auto racing. You could look at cycling, tennis even. You can see the elite players who operate a bit differently. They're hard to beat because the players on the other side haven't had to deal with what they can physically do. One of the reasons the top athletes have such great success isn't necessarily simply because they're more talented or more skilled than the opponent. One of the big players here has to be the opponent's perception of that player. A player that can do things that other players can't. Let's say you are playing Serena Williams for the first time in tennis, all right? And you're a pretty good tennis player, but you've never played Serena before. She can make shots and get to shots that virtually no other player can get to. So your arsenal of shots is eliminated because she can get to them. You understand what I'm saying? One of the reasons Connor McDavid has so much success on the ice isn't necessarily because he's more skilled, though he is very skilled. It has a lot to do with the fact that the opponents have never had to deal with what he can do before. And you can make this conjecture with almost every great athlete out there. Every athlete that's just a little bit different than everybody else. Maybe perception needs to be considered in this light. Maybe perception isn't this separate entity, but more part of the big picture. Maybe the opponent's perception of Connor McDavid is part of Connor McDavid's skills. It's certainly part of his value. There's no question about it. But maybe it's part of his skill set. It's an interesting perspective on perception. And this is what we're trying to get to. What is perception? How does it work? How can you train it? Can you train it? Also, how can you use it and harness its power to take your performance to the next level? And this is where I think those great players do it, maybe even without knowing. They're fooling, tricking, and playing mind games on their opponents by doing things in a way or at a speed that the average player's not used to seeing. You can understand how powerful that might be. And this is why I'm so excited about our look into perception, because I think it's really underrated. It's not in the general common conversation when it comes to athlete performance, athlete development, or even team and organizational performance. How can we use perception to our advantage, especially in training our players? Well, we're going to talk more with crush favorite Dr. Martin Mrazek, who's helping us frame all this up. And we'll be looking at some great examples of how we're working to influence perception to take sport performance to new heights. And over the course of this entire 2024 crush season, we'll visit with some of the world's top experts to get a full understanding of perception and its role in athlete and player development and in human performance at large. Oh, it's going to be so, so great. And we're just getting started. And then as we roll into summer, the Paris Olympics are approaching. We'll be talking the greatest show in sport and getting behind the scenes to see how the world's top athletes are preparing for the performance of their lives. We'll also talk about the hockey offseason with some of the game's top minds. We'll discuss how you can harness and take full advantage of your offseason. The offseason. This is when we really impact an athlete's future. And depending on where an athlete is at in their development and what their goals might be, this is how we determine what your hockey offseason should look like. How do you decide what you should be doing in the offseason? Should it be more games or a different summer sport or an offseason dedicated to sport-specific training for the game of hockey? It may greatly depend on what level you're at, but we'll break it all down and get the thoughts of some of the game's top performance people. Then we'll also be watching the NHL and NBA as their off seasons wrap up. Who will rise to the occasion of sports supremacy and become the latest grand champions here? And we'll continue to discuss our Creating Coachable Player program. I believe it's going to be a game changer for so many athletes and coaches out there. Super fun stuff. So that's what we're working on as we head into the spring and towards the summer. If you have any topics you'd like us to discuss, just let me know. Write to me, info@jeffcrischel.com. We may dedicate a segment or an entire episode to your idea, so please write to me. We've done it before and we're going to do it again. We always say, look back to learn, look forward to plan, but be in the moment. I challenge you to look back on your last season and learn as much as you can. Look forward to clearly see where you want to go, and then put it all together. Write it all out. Get a calendar or maybe a notebook and map out your performance plan. Planning is critical in sport performance, and if I had one wish for you as an athlete, coach, or parent, it would be for you to become an excellent problem solver and decision maker. Because problem solving and decision making are two of the most important skills you can have when you're creating coachable players. I'm Jeff Crischel. The Crush Performance Podcast is recorded right here in the Crush Studio. Our distribution partner is Radio Influence Digital Media. Website and educational material produced and directed by Debbie Crischel, Miss Crusher. Theme music, graphics, and video design by Noah Alexin at Alexin Visual and Sound. Have a great week, everybody. Manage that daylight savings properly. Get that hour of sleep back, and we'll talk to you next time right here on Crush Performance.